Weiter in Shas, we're in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Gimel. Mazel Tov for all those who finished the second parak. We now start the third parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. Dinei Mamonas B'Shloshah. We saw this way back on Daf Beis. Here we are 21 blot later, telling us this din again, that Dinei Mamonas, when it comes to the laws of money, cash money, like a loan, or let's say somebody steals something, or even if there's some sort of injury in the body, right, and damages, these type of things are bishlosha. Ze barur lo echad, veze barur lo echad. Each one chooses. Now, what does that mean? Rashi says, mashma, and the Gemara is going to ask on this, mashma ze barur lo bezen echad, shehin gimel, veze echad, so therefore it ends up that each one chooses a bezen, now we end up with six. Ushnein barur lehem, odechad, and two of them choose another one. Harei test, now you have nine people. Vahainu to call matma, after the Gemara is going to be like, ha, my ze barur, etc. Ha, but talasasagi, three is enough. So back in the Mishnah, Zebar lo echad, v'zebar lo echad, u'shneim bar lo od echad. It ends up to be seemingly there's nine. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Obviously, the Gemara is going to explain that. The two dayanim, two judges that are chosen by each party, they go ahead and they choose another one, which sounds like it's each one's picking one, and then the other, those judges choose the third. Ze posel dayanu shel ze. One of the parties can go ahead and passel the other one that was chosen. Vizeh posel dayanu shezeh. The other one could also passel the other one that's chosen. Divrei Rabbi Meir. It's like it's going to be Meir. Chamurim emasai. When is that true that they're able to do on passel? Bizman shemivi alehin raya shehin krovin opsulin. That's only if he brings a raya that they're related or they are passel for some reason. If these people are good, good peeps, then ain't a yachal apostle, not able to go and passel them. Now we want to aid them onto witnesses. One of them can passel the witnesses by the other. Reuven can passel Shimon's witnesses, and Shimon can passel Reuven's witnesses. The Rabbi Meir. When this is true, bizman shemiv yalein raya shem krovim psulim. Like we said before, only able to do that. If they're not able to go and passel them. Quite a cryptic Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Gemara. My Zebar lo Echa v'Zebar lo Echa. What in the world does that mean? Nine judges? Bitlas Asagi. Three is good enough when you have a bezin. You only need three. Why are we going to nine? So Gemara Hachi Gemara. This is what it means to say. Kishezebar lo bezin Echa v'Zebar lo bezin Echa. In a circumstance when Reuven chooses a bezin of three, and the other one, he says, no. He chooses, he doesn't want those, but he says he chooses his own basin of three. Then, Shneim Borin Lahem Oin Echad, both of them select another basin that they both agree with. Right? But of course, you only have to have three, says Rashi. So what it means is, Reuven says, I want basin A. And Shimon says, nope, I don't like that one. I'll do Bezin B. So then they could those choose together Bezin C. Then they could choose that. Vafilu love matzi me'akev. Pardon, wrong trap. Frek the Gemara. Vafilu love matzi me'akev. Saying, it says Rashi bitumia, any type of case, it's in any court case that somebody can go and say, no, I don't want that one, including a love, just a case where someone says he lent the money. The other one says, no, he didn't. Vamer Belazar. Belazar says that lo shanu, when is it true that we say that you're allowed to go and reject? Lo shanu ele malve. Avalove kofin oso vidan beiro. The only time they said it is in reference to the malva, the one who lent. In other words, if Reuven lends Shimon money, or claims he lends Shimon money, then he's the one who's claiming he can go and say that. It says Rashi, lo shanu echad amar nidon kan, ve'echad amar nil chabizin havad huad, the kofin oso v'hol chabiz havad, ela dekamer malva nilich lebiz havad, the avad love l'ish malve. Ava love, but when the one who's the love, the one who actually owes the money, and he wants to go to someone else, kofin oso v'dan v'iro. No, we force him to go deal with the case where the you judge him in that year, in that city. That Gemara is going to come up later in Daf Lamed Aleph. That, like we see, Rashi points out, Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Kama Sapirkin, the Goloshanu Echad Amar Nidon Kan. One says, "Let's. I want to do the judgment here in our town." Echad Amar Neil Chabe Savad. And I want to go to the place of where there's like the gathering place where there's more Chachamim over there in another town. Kofnas of Aholich Chabe Savad. That we force him to go there. That's only if that who's speaking up over there that we do such a thing. That Lo Sharela. Malve, that's when the one who's the give the loan. Of a love, covers over down the bureau, we force him to go to the din in that particular din. So how's the mission saying that even a it's seemingly when it says with no details over here, with no specifications, it seems to be saying that even the love can make that decision. Clearly that doesn't make any sense. Kidamer Rabbi Yochanan Barkos Shebisuria Shanu. It's like Rabbi Yochanan says about a different situation. It's talking about Arkos. It's a secular court that's found in Syria. It says Rashi from Rabbi Yochanan, the Kabbalah B'Shmaisen, Arkos is from Syria. Shelo hayu bekiyin b'din Torah. They're not bekiyin in Dine Torah. These goyish courts. Hilka chafil love matzimakin. So if Reuven, who's claiming that Shimon owes him money, and they're going to go to court, says he wants to go to the court right there, and that court right there is a Goyisha court, and they don't know the Dine Mamanis when it comes to Yiddish Zachin, right? So then he can go and he could argue and say he wants to go somewhere else. Says Gemara back in Dust, so Hachanami Rakosha Besurishani. So to here, we're taking with Arkos of Syria, and therefore even the Lovik can reject this court to go to another town. Aval Momchen Lo, but if, let's say we're talking about the Malve, was speaking a court that are mumchin, that are experts, then he can't get out of it and say, let's go to another court that's located in another place. Rapapa Amar gives another answer. I feel it him a mumchin. Even if you want to take a second case where the Malve chooses a court of mumchin, the Lova can still pick someone else, can go on Beidina de Rav Huna u de Rav Chista. For example, says Rashi, the Tarvayu Bechad Malka, both those are in the same locale, rather than the same location. So if you have a basin of in that case, the Love doesn't have to listen to the Malve, because he could say, am I burdening you in any way to say that instead of going to Bezin of Rav Huna, go to Rav Chista? You want Rav Huna, I want to go to Rav Chista. There's no burden over there, in which case, therefore, you're allowed to go ahead, and he does have say in that.
Frag the Gemara Tanan v'chachamim omrim shnei dayanim boruin lehen odechad. Right, so we said that let's say you and I are going to court, and one of us decides to say, no, I don't want your judges, I want your court. We choose a third court, but we learned that, right, we learned the Mishnah Chachamim say that the two judges that are chosen select another one. V'sal kadaitach kideka aminan bezdin. And if you would think, like we said earlier, that each one picks three people, meaning we're picking a Beis himself, Beis in Basar, the Pasilahu. Can you have it that a Beis in, after you Pasil them, to go ahead and Azdu Barulahu Beidin Achirna, and they're going to go ahead now and pick another Beis in? Doesn't make sense. If I don't trust this Beis in, how does it make sense that they're the ones who are choosing the next one? Vodum, furthermore, my ze borer lo echad veze borer lo echad. What does that mean when it says that each one is picking one? Sounds like each one of us has to reject and pick. Like, what does that mean? Allah, that's what it means to say. When each one of them picks a dayan, an individual judge, both of them choose one more, right? If they don't want to go ahead and bring in front of a court, then they're going to each one pick a judge. They have to agree with who the third one's going to be. Why would it be that why would they have to do this? Since what it's just going to come out to be the most honest din. If you choose yours, I choose mine, we each agree in the third one. Says Rashi, the Taisi Baili Dinin, the Savar Chayev. I myself picked it. If you could have found something good for me, you would have. And that one is actually wants to do for both of them because both of them actually chose him. Next part of the Mishnah, v'chachamim omrim. We said they say shnei dayanim baron naim aod echad. The two dayanim pick another one. Neiba b'drav Yehuda amarav. Let's say that they're arguing Rav Yehuda amarav. Dam Rav Yehuda amarav. Eina edim chosven al ashtar elim kein yodim mi chosim imayim. Witnesses don't sign on a document unless they know who is going to be signing along with them. Says Rashi, shema yachtmu imayim eid echad pasal. Maybe there's going to sign an eid echad that's possible, mevatel eidus kulam, v'nimso elu bushim. They're going to boast that they're going to be embarrassed. If I sign on a document as an eid, and you get another one who's a pasal eidus, then it's embarrassing me over here. Rabbi Meir, less later of Yudam Rava, he doesn't hold of that, and therefore he doesn't need the original judges to agree to the third judge. Rabbanan Isil, Rabbi Yudam Rav, and they must hold of Rabbi Yehuda Abba Rav, says Rashi, Ilkach Dasa Dayanam Be'inan, Sheyivru Miyesh Yivimam Adam HaHagan. They have to see who's sitting amongst them, who's going to be that third judge. Is it a proper, you know, type of person that should be part of this? Says Gemara Lo, the Kuliyam Isilu de Rabbi Yehuda Rav. Everybody holds of Rabbi Yehuda Rav that should be able to consent to who the third one is. V'dasa Dayanam Kuliyam. And everyone's masking, you need the das, the knowledge of the other dayanim. Ki pligi das bale dinim. The argument is whether or not you need the das of the bale dinim, the litigants, the people involved, the Reuven and the Shimon, the me and the you. Her mayor suffered das bale dinim nami binin. Her mayor says, yeah, you need their das as well. And Rabbanan savri das ad dayanim binin, das bale dinim lo binin. You have to have the das of the dayanim. They have to agree, but the bale dinim, we don't care about what they choose. So therefore, there's two dayanim, you can go ahead and they can pick without needing the consent of the litigants. Guf, Amar Vuda Marav, Ein Eidim Chosven El Ashtar, Eidim don't sign Ashtar unless they know who the third one's going to be with them. Tanya Namechav Ebreshwitz backs that up. Kachol Yunikiyah Das, Rabbi Shalayim. Listen, this is what the Nikiyah Das, the pure-minded people of Yerushalayim, that's how they would behave. Lo hayu chosmen al shtar, elim kin yodim mi chosimam. They would not sign an shtar unless they know who is signing with them. Velo hayu yoshim badin, elim kin yodim mi chosimam. They wouldn't sit to judge a case unless they know who is on the court with them. Velo yu nechasim besuda, he wouldn't sit to have a meal unless they know who is going to be eating with them. Says Rashi, because it's a genai, she genai u letamidi chachamim li shivitz alam ha'oretz besuda. It's a genai, you know, to go to sit along with this type of person, you know, with chashva people. Chashva people sit with, you know, an am ha'oretz. Next part of the Mishnah, zeh posel dayanu shel zeh, zeh posel dayanu shel zeh. The Rebbe Meir, Chum seb, b'zman shemivelim raya shem kovim apsulim. Then yes, but if not, then no. Kol kaminei, the posel dayanu. Is it really in the litigant's koach? Does he have such a power to go out to disqualify the judges? Just stop and disqualify them? According to the Rebbe Meir saying it? I'm Rav Yochanan, bar kol shebesuria shalnu. This din, this mishnah is teaching this din about where it's from a secular court in Syria. And since this judge, although he's not himself a psul, he doesn't know the laws of, you know, a pidin, a yadus, the other one can go ahead and argue on it. A knowledgeable judge, however, can't just stam be chucked out. It has to be from Syria, like our coalition of Syria. Aval mumchen lo, zomer maskim, that an expert judge is not able to be knocked out by one of the litigants. Hamid Gatani Seifa v'cham momrim emasef. And the fact that the Seifa says, what is this true? B'zman shemevi raya shem kovim psulam. Aval em, are you k'sher? Mo mumchim, y'pei beizdin, enu yochal pasam, they can't pasam. M'chal derbi meyer, mumchim nami kamar. It sounds like Rameyer is talking about mumchim also, that they can go and they can pasal, which goes against Rav Yochanan's question that Rameyer allows to reject only a judge that's not knowledgeable. See, even a knowledgeable and even a mumchi can knock off. So Gemara now, hachi kamar, this is what it means to say. When is it true that one of the litigants, Reuven or Shimon, whoever it is, can reject the other person's suggested judge? Only if he proves that they're no good. Well, im hayu ksherin, but if they're kosher, and you know, roy to be judges, Rashi says, she'enim krovim v'lupsulin, even though these are corner dwellers, like we saw back in Dav Gimel, still they're good, right? Then back to the Gemara, they're considered like and you can't posit them. So therefore, the Machlokes in the Meir and the Chachamim is only whether or not you can just randomly reject a judge that's not a Mumche. Meir is maskim that a Mumche is not able to be knocked out. Tashima. But we ain't done trying to knock off Rav Yochanan the way he explained Rabbi Meir. Tashima. Amru lo Rabbi Meir. The Chum said to Rabbi Meir, lo kole menu sheposo dayin shemu chel rabim. It's not the power of this one of these of the litigant to disqualify a judge who's known to be an expert. People know about it. Right, so we can learn out from the Chachamim's argument that the mayor would say that they actually do have the ability to knock out an expert judge. Ema says Gemara, you could say what it means is lo kol imenu sheposel dayin shehim chu rabim aleim. It's not in the power of litigant to disqualify a judge who's not so known, but the public authorized over them instead of a expert. That means if you decided to choose to accept someone, so then you can't do it. And that judge, only that judge can be knocked out by a litigant according to the mayor. Or if you're a real mumka, then not. Tana Recher, so Bryce with support, says the Olam Posel Beholech. You can go ahead and you can knock out and reject this person's, Reuven can knock out Shimon's judge. Achikaba love bezin shem mumche l'rabim until it gets to mumche l'rabim. Div Rebbe Meir, zagzak to Rebbe Meir. Right? So he says you can't knock that out, but, right, so you can't get rid of a expert by himself. In fact, the Gemara of ha'edim ke mumchen dami. Witnesses are like mumchen. Rashi says, me'inam krovim apsulim. And the witness is an expert. From Rebbe Meir, zeh posel edov shel zeh. Zeh posel edov shel zeh. Meir says that each one can disqualify the other one. So we see Rav Meir says that you actually can reject someone even if they're considered like an expert. And for the Gemara, Ha'et Meir Allah, was said on that, Amar Rav Rish Lakish, Pek Kodesh Yomer Davar Zeh. Can't be that such a holy mouth of a mayor would say such a thing which isn't true. Of course one of the litigants can't just randomly reject, the Reuven can't just knock off Shimon's witness. Tenei Edo. Right, what does that mean, his witnesses? It means Tani, Edo. Can't knock off witnesses, plural, but you can't knock off a single witness. Single witness isn't good enough in order to go ahead and to deal with monetary shtiklach. So therefore, you can knock it off. Edo lamai. Now, one second. Why would you have one aid? Yilim lamai, if you say it's with money. Rachmana, pasle. The Torah already passes it when it's one. Yil shavuah, if you want to talk about shavuahs. Like a swear, meaning the Reuven wants to make Shimon swear now because then he has an aide with him to do that. Hemoni me'emin can be traits. Taka true that if you do have a witness over there, that's enough to cause this person to actually swear like there were two. Says Gemara liolam lamamun. Talking about mamun. Lo tzricha dekabe alei can be trei. And we're talking about a case, you only need him to reject it. It's necessary only to teach where he initially accepted upon himself this single aid in order to be like it was to. And Rav Meir says that he can then back out of his acceptance and reject it. Chum say, nope, once you accept it, you're not able to get rid of him. Frank the Gemara, Amai Kamash Malan. What's Rav Meir teaching us? The Matzi Hadar Bey. That the litigant can retract that which when he accepted that particular aid. Tanina, but we already learned that straight up in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Dalid. Amar lo, if one of them says to the other, Neman Alai Abba, my father's accepted to, accept him to be, for me to be a, to be like a judge, says Rashi, Bedainin Kamai, I mean to Katani Gimel Roi Bakar. Bedayanin, we're talking about Dayanin. Neman Alai Avicha, he says, I believe your father, Neman Alai Gimel Roi Bakar, or three, shepherds. Of cattle, right? I also accept them to be Rabbi Meir Omer Yochel Achzibel. He can back out. He's not able to back out. Beep, turn the page. We're talking about a case where he accepted this, let's say, father to act as one of the three judges. Now, since the Mishnah there brings Rabbi Meir, that he's able to back out of when he thinks that he consented to, so why do we have to go and teach it in our Mishnah? We already know this. For the Gemara Tzricha, we have to bring it up. Ditana Abba Vavicha. If the Mishnah would have taught only the cases of my father's acceptable to you, to me, or your father's acceptable, then we would say, Bahakami Rabbana de Lomatzi Adre. That's where the Rabbana say you can't back out. Bisham da Abba Vavicha Chazal Amma. Because my father and your father are fit to be judges for other people who they're not related to. So actually, good judges in theory, it's not to us because of Krovim. So he is a good judge. But in the case of the Mishnah, where a single witness is considered like two witnesses, right? And the it's not going to work unless it's actually specifically set to work. In another case, that wouldn't be true. Maybe the Chacham will be modeli Rabbi Meir that he's able to back out of it. Therefore, we have to bring that case also. If he just would have said the case of the single witnesses, then Bahakam Rabbi Meir would say that's Rabbi Meir would say that he's able to go and back out of the people he accepts, because one witness is universally not good to be an aid. But in the case of the papas, and he'd be mode that he's not able to back out because they're taka good in other cases, just as under the point that the related is no good. Once you accept it, you're stuck and you accept it. Tzricha, the fact that teacher, that's where they get back out of that case as well. Frankly, that's a good attempt, all that we just said now, to go and to switch it around. It's a doe, it's not a dove, right? But we know that, say, Habi Tegetani Reisha Dayano V'Sefa a dove, because the fact that the beginning part of the Mishnah starts up by saying Dayano, his judge, which is written in Russian Yachid, and then it switches to a dove, which is Lashon Rabim, Alma Dafka Katani. We see that it was written particularly, says Rashi, Midashani B'milse, is considered edim over here. So Rabbi Meir really, we see, is allowing a litigant to knock out a pair of witnesses. And now we're back to the question in Rav Yochanan over here. Our mayor would be maskim, then expert judges can't be knocked out. We're back to this. How can a mayor allow a litigant to reject the testimony of an expert? Amar Belazar, Bibahu Va'acher Leposlin. Mayor is talking about a case where the, again, Reuven or Shimon, let's say Reuven, and another aide come to knock out the other aidim. Fascinating. So now it's not just Reuven saying, I don't like this aid you're bringing, Shimon. It's Reuven with another person, Bob, that are testifying against it, saying it's not good. So it's Gemara, Kol Kaminei, does he have the power to do that? Right? To invalidate aidim that are coming against him? No gab eduso. He's no gab adover. He wants to knock out the whole person's case against him. Says Rashi, hi, Baldin. Demishim dalo lisu dalei ka'asi lemusalei. These whole things, not, this doesn't make any sense. The case is talking about where the litigant said that the other witnesses, that they have a problem in them, meaning, says Rashi, Shemetz shel psul. It's an issue of that they're not really good aiders, right? It says Rashi, Shekar lov ira baldin, omer lefanenu, I'll tell you why he's no good. That's Stam. I'm saying, I don't want him. There's a good reason to think that he's actually puzzle and you can't use him. Era de mine. What kind of era are we talking about here? Elam era de gazlanusa. If you want to say that maybe the guy was a gano, a gazlan, he stole, and therefore he can't be an aid. Kol kaminei, do we believe this guy? No gabe do so. He's no gabe aid, so maybe we can't believe him. Rashi says, Bishub de lo nasa de lake, Amar. Right, he says, you don't want him to testify against him. I don't want this person. Reuven doesn't want Shimon's aidim to testify against him. So he says, you're a gazlan. Ela ira de pegamishpacha. He's showing us the pegamishpacha. Says Rashi, eved hu mimishpachas eved shelo nishtachver ba pasul hu mishpachto. So it's not just check into it yourself and see. Says Rashi, Rav Meir Savar. Rav Meir says that he can disqualify like this because hani amishpacha kamisadi ve'iu memela kabasal. All he's doing is testifying now against the family, and then Mimele, this person becomes Pasul. Rashi says, V'la mishum ha'ilechudei masidei. Not because all this guy individually is doing it. Hilkach sadusa chrinahu v'la v'kenugei bedusa dami. Not considered like no gebedus. Rabban and Savi, they hold sof nege bedusa. Like, at the end of the day, I don't care. You want to pull shtick this way or the other. You're being no gebedus, therefore you can't be believed. Ki yasir av dimi amir av yochanan machlokas b'shtei kitei edim. Ayayayay, he came and explained. Machlokas, really? Is a case where one of them claims, one of Reuven or Shimon claims, that they have two sets of witnesses to prove what he's saying. And he only brings one Edus over here. Right? So what happening is, this is a case where he says in court that he has certain raya to what he's saying. What he's saying is true. Over and above what he actually needs to prove it. Right? So he said, one opinion is saying that he makes a statement. Then the litigant has to make good on his words and bring that raya. If he doesn't, he loses it out. He loses out, regardless of any other type of proof he brings. Right? The other view says that the litigant is not chayev to back up his proof. of this existence of that proof, and he could win with any alternative proof that he's going to show. So let's see. Machlokes b'shikid eidim. Rabbi Meir Sover Tzarech Levara. Rabbi Meir says, okay, now you have to back up your claim and bring the second set of witnesses. The other one is believed with the other witnesses to disqualify the first set. Rabbi Savi Eino Tzarech Levara. He doesn't have to, back up his claim and bring a second set. So the opposing litigant can't testify against the first set because he's no gabbard lover. Aval, because achas, if the first litigant doesn't claim to have more than one set of witnesses, then divrei kol in yochel apostle, everyone agrees you can't possibly, because the second one clearly is no gabbard lover. Amr lefun of Rav Ami Rav Asi, Rav Ami Rav Asi said this in front of Yochanan, ein sham ela kas achas mahu. What happens if the litigant doesn't claim to have more than one set of edim? What's the law? Can the other ones knock him out? Ein sham elikas achas. You're asking in that case. V'aminun aval b'kas achas tiver kol ein yochel l'poslin. So not able to posel it. Ella, no. What he meant is nimtzis kas shnia krovim or psulim. Let's say Rami means to say if the first litigant brings two sets of witnesses, and after the other ones, Rami brings two sets, then Shimon. And another aid come and disqualify the first set. So now, Kashnia Kurum Sulam, and we find out that the second group is relatives or their psulim. Ma, what's going to be the din? Does the disqualification of the original set, is it still stand? Or is the first litigant now no gabadaver, and therefore it knocks out the first disqualification? Amalahem, Kfari Idu Aidam Arishonim, the first witnesses, meaning the second litigant and his aide already testified, and the original set are disqualified. Shia. Ikidamri, some say Maravashi Kfari Idu Aidam Arishonim. What we say, Kfari Idu Aidam Arishonim? Ikidamri Kfari Idu Aidam Arishonim. Oh, same thing. Just one was Rav Ami, that's Rav Ashi. That's Rav Ashi's one who said that. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. We are not done with this sugya. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.